Hello, GWA. So, due to unforeseen circumstances, I haven't really had the chance to sit down and record a ramble fap or a script, but I still wanted to record something, so I thought I would tell you guys the story, or I guess the stories, of the times that I've made guys come in their pants, hands-free. Because quite a few of you seemed interested in hearing about it after I posted my last story time. So I'm going to include both stories in this audio because the circumstances of how and why they came in their pants is almost exactly the same. I don't know how long this is going to be because they're pretty simple and straightforward stories, but I'm going to try and set the scene for you. So, the first time it happened, I had been seeing this guy. We weren't really dating, we were just kind of fooling around together. But anyway, there was one night, he came back to my place, and we ended up in bed, just kissing and rubbing on each other. And at this point, I was very inexperienced. I had only fooled around with a few guys, and I had only had full penetrative sex with one. And this guy was a couple years older than me, but had way more experience. So anyway, we ended up in the bedroom, me completely naked, and him in just his boxers and gym shorts. And he starts to go down on me. And it was probably some of the best oral I've ever had. He was the only guy I've ever been with that I felt like genuinely enjoyed eating pussy. He kept looking up at me and watching my face, and I was running my hand through his hair and all that. And as I'm getting closer to orgasm and my moans are getting more fervent, he kind of starts to hump the bed and moan into my pussy. And basically, as I came, so did he. And afterwards, he looked up at me and he told me, "I just came." And honestly, I thought he was lying. I didn't know it was even possible for a guy to come without touching themselves. So he gets up and lays down next to me, and he lifts up the waistband of his shorts and his boxers, and I can see the cum all over his lower abdomen. And let me tell you, I felt on top of the world after that. So the second guy happened to be my second serious boyfriend, who I had ended up dating for about 2 years. But anyway, we had been together for probably a little over a year at this point, and so we had done a lot together. But we kind of had a dry period where we didn't really do anything. I don't know why, we were probably fighting or something, but the next time we finally did start to do something, he ended up eating me out, and just like the first guy, he was also wearing boxers and gym shorts while I was completely naked. And he basically goes down on me. The same exact situation, as I start to come, he does the same thing as the first guy. He starts to hump the bed and moan into my pussy, and as I finished, so did he. And again, afterwards, when he told me that he just came, I didn't believe him. I kind of thought the first guy was just like a freak accident, like maybe he has issues with premature ejaculation or something like that, but because I had been with this guy for a year already, I knew that he could last. And so when he came in his pants after eating me out, again, I just felt like I had like some kind of super pussy or something. I don't know. But he lifted up the waistband of his shorts and his boxers, and I saw the cum all over his abdomen. And it was just crazy. And it was after that moment that I really knew that I love making guys come in their pants. For any reason at all, whether it's because I'm touching them or if it's just because eating me out is that erotic to them. It's just really exciting. It makes me feel good. I'm sure it makes them feel good. But yeah, that's basically it. I could have summed those up in like one sentence, but I wanted to try and give you some context. But yeah, I don't know what that says about me, but thank you for listening. I'm sorry it was a little bit shorter, kind of straightforward, but I hope you liked it anyway. I think I have a few other stories I could probably talk about that you all might enjoy, so if you like hearing these real stories, then I'll keep posting them. Thank you so much, and I'll be back next time with a script or a ramble or something.